Hey, church family, it's Friday, and I hope you're looking forward to your weekend today. We're jumping into the book of 2 Corinthians, and we will go straight through 2 Corinthians over the next 13 new in 22 studies. Now, the author is still obviously Paul. It was written, this book, or this letter, which we call a book, was written about 20 to 25 years roughly after the resurrection of Jesus. He wrote it again to the church in Corinth, and he wrote it to all the Christians in the Roman province that included a lot of Greece. So he's talking to a lot of Greeks here. Now, this may actually be his fourth letter. Now, we obviously don't have all of them. We do have two letters. He had written what we'll read here in the second chapter, what he called a severe letter. It doesn't sound like a very comfortable letter that he wrote to the church in Corinth. And I mention this because we learn that Paul met Titus, another minister, another missionary, who gave him a report that this scalding letter that he brought had brought the intended results to the people in Corinth. So they had made some changes based on this, and Paul was encouraged at this report. So backing up, Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, he wrote other letters. One of them, we don't have the letter, but it was a scolding letter that he had written to them. And then he found out that things had changed. And so he began to doubt the letter that he had sent, the scalding letter, but he was encouraged about the change and the report he got. And that's why he penned what we call 2 Corinthians. So that just gives you a little background so you can better understand what was going on here. Now, he starts chapter 1 with talking about God's comfort. I'm going to read to you the first 5 verses. I think that this is beautiful. He says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows." I love those verses. I love that he's giving thanks to God. I love that he calls God the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. I love that he mentions that God comforts us, and that something that needs to be birthed from us being comforted is us comforting others. I want you to think about hurt in your life. I want you to think about discomfort that you have been through, trouble that you've been through, challenges that you've been through, that God has comforted you through, that God has brought you through. And then let me ask you a question. Do you use the former pain in your life to comfort others? You know, a lot of people feel so much comfort in hearing stories from people who have been through similar things. People who have gone down that road, and I know that all of us have different hurts and different past hurts that we have struggled with and walked through that God has comforted us with. Do we use that hurt to glorify God by comforting others? I want to focus the rest of our time on verses 8 through 11. Now, Paul has told them that he has suffered greatly. He says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death." I want to pause there for a minute. Have you been in those places in your life, suffered hardships, been under such pressure that you felt like you couldn't endure it, and you even felt despair? Have you ever felt hopelessness? Gosh, I have. Even feeling like you've been sentenced to death, just feeling hopeless. But then listen what he says next. "But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." So if God has the power to raise people from the dead, does he not also have the power to bring us out of the pits that we go through, the pits that we fall in during our lives? He goes on in verse 10 to say, "He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers." That talks about the effectiveness of prayers. It's important that we are praying for others and that others are praying for us. Remember, God has delivered us from our worst days to this point in our lives, and he will deliver us because he is the one we are to set our hope on. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what you've been through in the past. The things you've been through in the past, are you using them to honor God by bringing comfort to others? And those of you who are going through pain right now, maybe you feel like you're in a pit right now, a dark place, challenges that you just don't see the end of, you don't see the hope. I want to remind you to trust in God. Rely on him. If he's able to raise the dead, he can raise you out of this pit. Set your hope on him today. I love you, and I'll be back with you again on Monday.